Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast, where we are constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. I think one day I'm going to do a podcast with all of my guests who've answered the question, how do you constantly evolve and when and where have you fallen forward? So let me know if that's something you'd be interested in. As a matter of fact, I want to engage with you more. I don't know if you know this, but this is a self-funded, self-produced podcast. So every comment and review is extremely helpful. So please take a little moment, listen to the podcast, and then tell me your thoughts. Leave your comments. Help me out with a review. I would greatly appreciate that. All right, now let's dive into today's podcast. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and I'm so happy that you are joining me today. Subscribe if a CEO mindset is something you want to obtain and you want to find the intersection where your work and life coexist. The sky is the limit when you're clear about your value, consistent in the way you share said value, and you're upfront and honest about who you are while sharing it. There are so many examples to follow and learn from. Let's get into today's, shall we? There is an area I believe we can live and operate in that minimizes our stress, it mitigates certain risks, and overcomes a plethora of obstacles. I don't know if you were around, but last year was a very difficult year for me. And as much as I thought I was gonna escape certain difficulties this year, they came back with a vengeance. They reared their ugly heads quite early. I mean, we have just completed quarter one, and I'm telling you, quarter one was loaded with drama. Now, it is so easy, I've found, because as I said, last year was difficult and this year started off a bit difficult, but I found that it was very easy to sort of fall back into those same patterns that caused me the stress and the overwhelm last year. And I made some declarations at the end of last year that I was not going to allow that to happen. I was not going to continue to operate in the same way. I made a comment to someone where I said, I refuse to live in darkness and to operate in darkness. And I want to be in the light. I want positivity all around me. I do not want to deal with tons and loads of negativity. And I told this person this, and I'll tell you a little bit later about why that was relative to this conversation, but I believed that it is so easy to fall right back into the same patterns that our difficulties trigger in the first place. So if you're like me, some of the same issues tend to come up year after year, especially when you're dealing with family members or people that you have to interact with on a regular basis. A lot of times, some of those things are not anything you can control outside of your reaction to those things. And so that's why the behaviors and understanding those difficulties that are triggering these responses, that's why that's so important in the first place. So whether it's from your own habits or the habits of other people, I believe the key to diffusing these triggers early is getting to the area I'm about to describe. Now, I'd like to pause for just a second to say you may not be able to reach this destination if you're strapped down by the weight of someone else's personal baggage and your own. I liken this to getting on a plane. Every airline I've traveled on tells us we can only have one carry-on and one personal item. Even before you get to your gate, the announcer is reminding you not to leave your bags unattended. Just like you'll have difficulty getting on the plane with too much baggage or another person's luggage, you'll struggle to get to the area I'm sharing with you today if those same things are true. Don't get caught up in anything like that. So lighten your load and avoid the weight of someone else's personal baggage. After my experience last year and those that began at the beginning of this year, I think I finally reached the area myself. So I want you to join me. The water is fine. Come on in. I've got t-shirt buttons, all the things for you. I want you to start walking in your truth and being intentional with your decisions. I want you to be more discerning about who your friends are, the places you go, the activities you participate in. And I want you to drastically reduce the amount of crap that you are taking on a regular basis. So to do that, I want to get started with these steps. Let's go ahead and dive into this area that I want you to achieve. Now, I don't know if you figured it out, but the area is actually an acronym. But I think when you do these things, you will achieve what I'm talking about. It'll be so much easier to be more discerning, to remove yourself from situations, to minimize the amount of contact you allow with certain people, or to just put together a good game plan, a counteraction that will help you to overcome those triggers when they come your way. So the very first thing in this area is acknowledgement. And this is where you acknowledge the pressure, the insecurities, or whatever you're feeling because of someone else's expectation of you. Now, here I want you to identify what the trigger is that you're responding to. And then I also want you to think about other times that you felt that, other times that you've been triggered in this way, because odds are it's shown up somewhere else in your life. You know, if someone is the influence or the catalyst for the trigger and the feelings behind the trigger, odds are someone else in your life has done something very similar that caused that same pressure or those same insecurities, and it's stemming from that same trigger. So acknowledge that. Identify the trigger and acknowledge that this could have spread, you know, throughout. You might be carrying someone else's luggage, okay? The next step is to recognize. I want you to recognize that there is work that you need to do on yourself to determine exactly what it is you need to feel complete, confident, and confirmed. And here when I say confirmed, I mean firmly established in a particular habit, belief, or a way of life that's unlikely to change. Okay, so be firm in your beliefs and your ideas and the things that you need to do and be your best, the way you want to feel. Be firm in how you allow people in your space and to take up time with you. You need to recognize what you need there. And that is also that plays into acknowledging those pressures and insecurities and where they're coming from and those triggers, those feelings you're having. Why do you have them? Who gave them to you? Remember, don't carry someone else's bags. You know, you're not going to reach this area if you continue to do that. Then the next thing is to evolve. And here I want you to take steps to change those behaviors. Once you've identified them, you've recognized what you need to do and be your best, and you've identified and acknowledged the triggers, stop it. Stop the pattern. Begin to take the steps to make the change in the current behavior. Now, as you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. If you don't like your current circumstances, if you don't like your circle of friends, if you don't like your job, if you don't like the environment you're in, start researching your options and pick something different. Figure out what needs to be done differently to get you out of those circumstances. I don't know if I've ever told you guys this story here on the podcast, but years ago, my husband had to find another job, and he's always been amazing at getting jobs. 9 times out of 10, an old boss will call him out of the blue, even when he's working, and want him to come and work for them. And that was somewhat of the case in this particular instance, but we had to move to Kentucky, and I did not like it. Now, I'm not going to go into detail, but just suffice it to say, I didn't like it. I did not like it. And I did not know what to do. But what I did understand was the need to do something other than what I was doing, which was whining and complaining about it, because there was nothing I could do about certain aspects of my circumstances. But I did recognize that I needed to make some changes to the way I was behaving. I needed to find people that I could interact with that would prevent me from being alone in my thoughts and frustrations. I just had to do something different. And that is the same thing. If you find yourself in a set of circumstances and you don't like those circumstances, it's up to you to do something different to get a different result. Also, if you find you're triggered by people you can't get away from or you can't remove from your life, then it's important to establish a game plan for interacting with them. So create what I call counteractive measures for their destructive behavior. There are just certain people in your life that you don't want to get rid of, maybe a family member, maybe a best friend. You don't want to, you know, lose them, or you probably couldn't if you tried, but they cause triggers. They trigger you. And so in that instance, create countermeasures. Maybe limit the amount of time you spend with them. Maybe change the way you talk to them. I know in one instance, I just had to say, you know what? This conversation is no longer productive. I love you, but I have to go. And saying the words, I am not going to operate in this negativity any longer. I am trying to operate in positivity. And so I'm going to shut down the negativity when I hear it, when I see it, or if I feel it. That is what you need to do sometimes, is you have to take these countermeasures for the destructive behavior. So it's possible that in these set of circumstances, and probably likely, if I'm being honest, that the issue isn't really with you, right? That person is miserable. That person is struggling, and they may not even know it. They may be so complacent where they are, so just, you know, stuck, and they may not know that they are causing this pain. And quite honestly, in the instance that I'm talking about, the person that I'm talking about, they are obviously like, it's an unhappiness because that there's no need, right? So there's an unhappiness. And so that's not your issue. It's not my issue. But what I can do is create countermeasures to avoid the destructive behavior, the negativity, or to shut it down when it happens. Do it in a very respectful way. But that is teaching people how to treat you. And that is how you evolve. 1 minute, this is going on. But then once you evolve and you take those measures to do something different, to get a different result, then you're able to take those and create those counter measures. Now, once you've done all of this work, once you've acknowledged what your triggers are, where they come from, and other areas where they've affected you, once you recognize and you start doing that introspective work and you know what you need to do and be your best, and you start evolving and making those changes and just growing and allowing that failure to happen, but getting self, you know, getting up, dusting yourself off and starting over again and really creating countermeasures. Now you can start holding people in your life accountable, and not just other people, right? Because you sometimes have to hold yourself accountable as well, because especially if the people that are causing the negativity or the destructive behavior, if they're close to you, it's easy. Like I said, given the year I had last year, it was easy to fall back into the trap of, you know, feeling bad and sort of, you know, chewing on the negativity and allowing it to cause anxiety, all of those things. No, hold those people accountable and say, nope, I told you last year, I'm not doing this again. I refuse to be pulled down into this negativity. If you don't have anything positive to say, if this conversation is not going to be productive, I am going to remove myself from it. That is okay. And it's not rude to do, but also hold yourself accountable. Don't fall prey to these situations. When you see it starting to go down that slippery slope, stop it. Walk away from it. Acknowledge it. Walk away from it and remind the person. Remember, we said we weren't going to do that. That's holding them accountable. So listen, we can continue to try to get our own baggage and someone else's baggage to this area, but it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. We have to be on the lookout for those triggers. We have to be on the lookout for the people or circumstances that precipitate. Is that what the word I'm trying to use? that go before, come before, or are the catalyst for the triggers in the first place. And then we need a game plan or those countermeasures to mitigate as much of that risk as possible. Now, I can't tell you that it'll always be sunshine and gumdrops if you do this, if you make it to this area. But what I will say is this: having achieved it or arrived there myself, life is easier, much easier to navigate when you're only carrying your own baggage. And because you've done the work, that luggage is just a carry-on. It's not too heavy. It's not too much, right? I don't know that we'll ever get rid of all of our baggage. I think we'll just be able to carry it along a little bit easier, be a lot easier to carry on. It's not as big, not as bulky. It fits in a lot more places. So I want you to, if this is something that you're struggling with, if you have struggled with it, or if you know someone, get on the wait list for my program, Project CEO. Things are doing a little bit of a change here with the program. I want to make it a lot more accessible for people. So you're going to want to be on the list to learn more about that, because that is where I'm going to be sharing that information first. I will make sure that it is linked in the show notes. But also, I still want to, again, a second time, just twice now in the podcast, I want to solicit your engagement. This is a self-funded podcast. Like I said, it's self-produced, remember. Now, your support is greatly appreciated. So I want you to, having listened to the podcast, tell me your thoughts. Leave a comment about this episode and leave a review. If you like this one, go listen to some others and leave a review as well, because it is so helpful in getting me out there to the masses and getting more ears to the podcast. Everything counts. Everyone counts. Every comment counts. So why not, right? It's the one free thing. Like, we don't have very many free things left in this world, but leaving a comment and a review is absolutely free. So I ask you to do that today. All right. Thanks for listening. And remember, constantly evolving and being open to failure is how you reach your success. And I look forward to sharing more thoughts with you again next week. We actually have some guests coming up here soon on the podcast, so I want you to be on the lookout for that. If you're not subscribed and getting the podcast sent to you on a regular basis, do that now, because you don't want to miss it. All right, guys, have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back again next week. That does it for today's episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Remember, this is the place to be to find the intersection between your personal life and your business life so that they coexist. It's also where you learn how to consistently evolve and be open to the failures that happen, be open to the opportunities, be open to the opportunity for change. Make sure you are subscribed. Leave your comments below about today's episode. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, I want to hear all about them, and I want to hear how you are using what you hear to grow your business, live the life you love, and have that quality of life that we are all looking to achieve. All right, guys, don't forget to follow me over on Instagram, AF Patrick. Definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. All the links that you need to continue following and being a part of the Be You Boss Squad community is listed in the show notes, along with any other links that I think might be amazing for this particular podcast. Remember, we are on all the podcast platforms, so if you have not already, find us and subscribe. See you again next week.